underdogs at all. Even with the 212, I feel like I'm the underdog because you guys remember I'm the lightest guy in that division still.
Good point. Yeah.
So for me, I'm always the underdog any show I go into.
Right. Yeah. So it never leaves you.
Never. I thrive on. That's what pushes me and motivates me. Right. Like, I'm the underdog story going into the show. I'm giving up 40 pounds to all these guys.
See, it's funny because when it comes to 212 shows, I totally forget about the 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, Clarita's in it. So, like,
yeah. You know?
Welcome, everybody, to It's Just Bodybuilding. Your host, Big Ron Parlow, Dusty Hanshaw, Scott the Producer McNally, and the Giant Killer. Two-time 212 Olympia champ, Sean Clarita. What's going on, buddy?
What's up? I love the title, two-time. But
yeah, no, I know.
We'll add some numbers to that.
Yeah, we'll edit that soon. Remember, like, share, subscribe, comment, and...
ring the bell.
Yes, and remember, YouTube comments get priority for questions. If you ask a question on YouTube, Scott's far more likely to see it.
Yes.
And also... the Think Big Patreon.
Thank you, guys.
Think Big Patreon members get priority questions answered, so keep that up, guys. Remember, IamMutant.com. Go to IamMutant.com, get your ISO search, get your all in, and everybody should get on the gear.
Hardcore.
There you go. Born hardcore. Okay, we're at Arnold Classic Day 2, Saturday. It's crazy in here. Yes. I just handed out the Wheelchair Olympia title, which is always an honor every year to get up on the stage and give out that title to those guys. They're pretty inspirational. The mood backstage is it's unique. They're just an interesting crew of guys that all have a crazy story, and you go back there and it's like extra super duper positive sort of a thing, and it's good to be a part of. So I'm always happy to make the quick little 100-meter dash to the stage to hand that out.
Of course.
And we have to let everyone know this might be a two-part episode.
Not might.
It will be. Arnold's going to come by the booth and take a photo with the Mutant crew because we're, you know, major sponsors of the show, title sponsors of the show. So he's supposed to come at 12:30, but he might be showing up now at 11:45. So we might have to take a break. We got to take the cameras down real quick because Arnold wants to stand like right here. Like those guys knew exactly what's going on, right?
Yeah. They're going to put him in a box.
Yeah, he's standing here, the picture happens, and then we're gone.
Sniper's there.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, just in case. Never know. Secret Service, all that stuff. Yep. So we're pretty excited. So we're going to go until we get, what are you getting?
Till George gives us the
word. George gives us the panic look.
Yes.
And then we will break.
Ron will talk for 10 more minutes. And yeah. I'll be blamed.
There you go. Okay, so Sean.
Yes, sir.
We're at the Expo. How's it feel this year? What's going on?
Oh, man. It feels like the Expo of the old days in here.
Yep.
Yesterday was pretty crazy, which was surprising for Friday. And we knew today would be a madhouse. And it is an absolute madhouse right here. It's excellent to see this again.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute bathroom trip.
Yeah.
At this point. You know, Friday you can snake through.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick. But, it's that day. Yep. There we go.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
We're excited. The booth looks great. Getting a lot of comments on it. We got a 360 booth this year.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. There we go.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes, everybody's here.
What'd you think about that?
Were you training or were you doing something stupid?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, workers' comp. There you go.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, get that bag.
Y'all didn't see. He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, cast on his leg.
Yeah.
We might just shout random stuff at people that you can't see on the camera, but just trust that there are people there.
It'll be funny. It'll be good.
Yeah.
So that poster, holy hell, man, that's like one of those wow moments, you know, speechless moments. You walk in and you see this huge, giant photo of yourself.
Yeah, you got like a 20-foot head.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. And I was thinking about this morning. I woke up, like, you know, I've been coming to this event since I was a young, hungry amateur bodybuilder, you know, 130 whopping pounds, and never in a million years would I ever come to the Arnold of all places and see my face on a door where hundreds of thousands of people are walking through.
Yeah.
So.
For all of you to understand, not on a door, on a group of doors.
Yeah, it's like a giant wall.
It's literally about 40 feet wide.
There's a massive wall of Clarita doing a crab shot.
Crazy.
They were going to do a smaller one, but he was so thick in that shot, it was the only way to make it happen.
Couldn't crop that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're happy for you, man. Last year you did the Arnold.
Yes.
Yeah, you did the open, right?
I did the open Arnold.
Yeah, that was last year. That was crazy.
Me and Big Rami standing next to each other on stage.
Yeah. So what's
he looked nervous.
What's that like? what's standing next to Rami like? Like, is there a moment where you laugh about it and you're like, this is like Lou and Flavio back in the day standing next to each other? Remember that? Remember that famous shot?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Lou
he his head,
Flavio Baccanini. You know, you pick the biggest guy.
Yeah.
And a, you know, two-time Mr. Olympia, and you get to stand next to him and compare shots.
Honestly, I was so motivated from, you know, the year prior when I won the Open Legion, my Open debut. I was came in here ready to win the Arnold last year.
Right.
I didn't care who was on stage. Big Rami, I was ready to take him and the rest of his guys
right,
out.
Right, right.
But again, being up there with Rami and Nick and, you know, Samson, like, just being that first call out with these guys was like, that's a real wow moment.
Yeah.
For me, and you know, and definitely a memorable moment in my career for sure.
Yeah, when you hear that voice,
yeah,
Rami, Samson, Sean,
it's like,
you're
wow,
like,
it's,
damn,
it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we dreamed about that moment. Like,
who else was top five?
Myself, Nick. Nick Walker.
Yeah.
Right, Big Rami. Yeah. Samson and Andrew
Jacks. Oh, yeah, Jacks.
Andrew,
yeah.
How about that? Yep.
No, it's funny. I'm at the point now where I've seen so many shows.
Yeah.
And also, I've lost track of time. Because, like, I'll say, oh, remember when Brandon won last year? And then Dustin will go, that's 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. So, yeah, man, that must be something else. Like, I don't know. Wait, you know, when you're doing the open shows like that, what would be the, you know, I know they're all shows, you enter them all to win, you train the same, all that stuff, nothing changes, the show's the show.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a little something that's different from the doing that show to
the
212.
It's a bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody's watching to see what happens.
Right.
Can the bantamweight or the 212 guy take out the rest of the guys? And I feel like it's good pressure for me to really show up and show out and make these people like, wow.
Yeah,
so
that was one of the biggest storylines too.
It was viral for weeks.
It really was,
because you got, you know, myself, Regan, and then Sergio. All those guys were 100 pounds bigger than me.
Yeah,
and then here I'm in dead smack in the middle, and then when I get the win, it was like everyone went nuts.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and it was like talked about for weeks.
Well, plus they all looked great too. That's the thing. It's all like they missed, and you snuck in.
Yeah. Right, like, right.
That was the best I'd seen Regan in a while.
Yeah.
So I thought it was. It made the Arnold make sense after that. Because then people were like, well, we didn't think he could win that one, and he did. So who's to say he can't win this one?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there must be, when you do a 212 show, you're obviously like, I'm expected to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm expected to win. And I'm expected to be like, and is it kind of fun to be an underdog again? Is that part of the buzz?
Always. Yeah. I love that. All. Even with the 212, I feel like I'm the underdog. Because you guys remember, I'm the lightest guy in that division still.
Yeah. Still, yeah. You good know? Point. Yeah, yeah.
So for me, I'm always the underdog any show I go into.
Right. Yeah. So it never leaves you.
Never. I thrive. That's what pushes me and motivates me.
Right.
Like, I'm the underdog story going into the show. I'm giving up 40 pounds to all these guys.
See, it's funny, because when it comes to 212 shows, I totally forget about the 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, Clarita's in it, so, like,
yeah.
You know?
It's a valid point.
And it's still 40 pounds. You're like,
40
shit.
40 pounds, yeah.
Well, 40's not impressive when he's won it when he's gave up 100.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, right?
That's nuts.
I was like, well, he's already beaten two guys who are 100 pounds, but what's 40?
What are some of your favorite... You know, I know you're a bodybuilding historian because you're a true fan, so you know a lot of those old shows. What are some of, like, the guys that the victories that you look to for inspiration, like, you know, certain guys taking out certain shows in past history? I know that was the most extreme weight difference we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But what other sort of smaller guy... You know,
I don't know if you guys remember Marvin Ward.
Oh, yes. Marvelous Marvin Ward.
4'10", just thick. Like, I watched him. I'm just like, so that was like a real big motivation for me, because he's a Jersey guy as well.
Yep.
So and I'm like, well, this guy can come in and knock these guys out. Who's to say I can't do it?
Right.
So watching him come up and do what he's done was a big motivation for me. Obviously, Kai Green's a really good friend of mine. I've watched him win many New York Pros and you know, arguably could have won the Olympians over the past couple of years. My biggest inspiration is Dexter Daxson.
Dexter.
You know, a guy who turned pro, even though he's a light heavyweight, he started as a bantamweight.
Yep.
You know, obviously winning five or six Arnold Classics, an Olympia title in 08. You know, these are the guys I've watched you and been motivated by, you know, in my career.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny how Dexter, there's something about Dexter that inspires every single, like, either you're lighter or old, you started smaller, yeah. Or you're older,
yeah.
Or like, there's always something about him that
so
you know.
Crazy. He still looks great right now.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah, he does.
Like, what the hell?
He's like 210 or something, but he's still got all the same bellies on his
same,
muscles,
round and just clean.
It's crazy.
Good skin, all that stuff.
Yeah. He looks like $1 million. What about you? What are you thinking as far as like your timeline? Like, how old are you now, Sean?
41.
41.
Yeah.
So you look like 34.
I feel like I'm 25.
Yeah.
Honestly, nothing. There's no aches and pains. You know, I'm injury free. I'm healthy as a horse. As far as timeline, I don't even think about. I mean, in my mind, honestly, I'm not even thinking about retiring anytime soon.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, honestly,
I mean, if anybody else can do what Dexter went to 50, right?
That's my goal.
Yeah.
I want to go to 50 and beyond if I can.
If I'm thinking right now of anybody else that could do it, it would be you.
That's the plan, honestly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, so from now till the time you're 50.
Yeah.
How many years you been pro now?
Since almost 14 years.
So another 9 years of doing damage and ruining people's days.
Yeah, you know, why not?
Taking checks from people.
I mean,
making people cry.
In a different way.
I've done 55 shows in my career total. I would like to maybe get to 100 if I can.
Oh, my God.
How many guys have 100 shows? You got Milos?
Milos. Dexter's got what? Very close.
Dexter got 100 wins.
Not too many guys have 100 shows under their belt.
Jeez, I'm trying to think who else might. Like, Milos is like one of a kind.
There's
isn't
a couple
like,
local guys in Arizona that have done 100 local shows.
Right. Yeah.
Look the same every time.
100 times. Got it.
You should see his Instagram. 100 times NQ.
Dusty just being ruthless.
I woke up this way.
You woke up this way. I think Milos has like 110 or something.
Bro, Milos
ridiculous.
Was wrecked. Like, he was crazy.
Yeah.
But I love to compete. I really do love to compete.
Yeah.
If you ask me, even though with the Olympic title, like, why are you still competing? Like, why not? I'm in shape. I love to travel. I love to compete. If I can do it, I'm going to do it.
I was thinking, you know, back in the day when they had that Grand Prix right after the O.
Yes.
So they do like 10 shows in a month or 12 shows in a month or something.
And bring it back.
And Milos used to hit that every year.
Yeah.
And you would kill at that because the problem with that is just holding condition and staying in shape and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
And I know that you would kill at that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I used to watch these guys get on planes. They'll land on Wednesday, compete Friday, on a plane Friday night, and they're competing on Saturday. It's like, that would have been awesome to have that right now. I would be all over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the guys were closer that way, too, though, because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were hanging together. I mean, you're on tour together.
Yeah, they're taking this. They're all taking the same bus to the airport, and they're all boarding the same flight.
Yep.
They're all taking the same bus to the hotel. They're all checking into the same hotel. That's how it all used to work, right?
And that's how
that was a cool time.
And that's how to create these epic stories and memories together. Like, you hear Dex and these guys talking, you remember that time on that plane when we did X, Y, Z? Like, I want to do that.
Yeah. Well, the most famous Grand Prix story that I can think of is the Ronnie Coleman Kevin Lavrone story. That's the most, you know, that's probably the like that's the best European Grand Prix story is that one. And I know it just shows how the guys had all that opportunity to try stuff. You know, like if you had just done 7 shows in 2 weeks, you'd be totally up for just winging it and trying something.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing to lose at that point.
If it doesn't go well, you got a show in 2 days. It's fine.
Yeah. You get 10th one day and go back to what you did for the other show, you know?
Exactly.
So, it was a fun time. But, I thought of you a few times when we were talking about those Grand Prix, you know? What was the most shows you did in a year?
I think 5.
Yeah.
5 or 6 shows a year.
Yeah, no problem for you.
No, not at all, honestly. Honestly, for me, I'd rather stay in shape longer because I know I'll get better.
Right.
And I'm just able to move and feel better. Training feels better. Just walking around feels better, so.
Yeah, now tell us about the gym.
Wow, yeah. So I moved to Texas. You know, obviously my home gym, Signature Fitness in Jersey, was amazing. We decided to move to Texas, but unfortunately the gym scene wasn't that great. And obviously me still being a competitor, it was like, hey, I'm missing something. And it was the gym scene.
Right.
So instead of running around, I was literally driving from one gym to the next, just training. I'll do legs here, back here, arms. It was just too much.
Plus, it's you're in Dallas area, right?
Yeah, Dallas area.
It's a big drive. It's, you know,
it's not close at all. Yeah, everything's so far away. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something crazy, something I've always wanted to do, and why not do it now? I'm going to build my own gym.
Right.
So I literally built it from the ground up, you know, constructed the building how I wanted it, as far as, like, what offices, what posing room, full everything. And it literally took us almost 6 months to build it. It's up and running right now. And obviously, we need a few more pieces. It's always going to be, you know, having a gym. It's never done.
Yeah.
You're always bringing in stuff, taking stuff out. Always wanted to make it better.
Something breaks.
Yeah, exactly. But no, we're fully running right now. It's going to be a fully private gym. You know, I only have the key and my wife. That's it.
Right.
You know, eventually, I want to do some one-on-one training, one-on-one posing. We have a posing room in there as well. And eventually, if I get to the point where I open it up to maybe 20, 30 people, that'd be it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's like a dream gym.
So dream gym.
With a little income just to help pay for the rent.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
All that. Yeah, yeah.
Literally hand-picked equipment. Like, I was literally getting stuff brought in from all over the country. Two ham tractors, Flex Fitness, Cybex, all old-school equipment.
Were you on Marketplace?
Every 5 minutes.
You've got to refresh. It's always loaded.
It is an addiction once you start buying stuff from Marketplace.
Oh, my God, it's bad. Like, I have a million messages scrolling through.
Man. Is it on your property, or where is it out from your
five
place?
5 minutes away from my house.
Nice. Okay,
nice.
So it's in an off-road area. So you wouldn't even be able to find it. There's no signages. There's nothing fancy. It's in the middle of nowhere.
So it's basically Dorian's gym.
Pretty much.
We're a temple. Yeah. Where I had to be walked to find it the first time I got there.
If you don't know, you would get lost, for sure.
Well, I definitely want to come and see your gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I like the idea that we could get some footage just driving nowhere.
It's literally just land.
We can really set it up.
Literally.
Just a white building. You're like, that must be it. A
couple of cows running around, some horses, and you'll find it.
And I want to ask you about the shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So I really love that pair you got on.
Thank you.
Scott's going to get a shot of the shoe here.
Yes.
Get in there, Scott.
I didn't realize, I thought you designed a shoe that you liked, a shoe for you.
Yeah.
And you designed the GKs. You're calling them GKs, right?
GK1s, yes.
GK1s. So I'm looking at the GKs, I'm like, that's a sharp-looking shoe.
Thank you.
And then you started telling me what it actually was.
Yes.
And now I get it.
So when my partner and I, Devlin, started making the shoes, he's like, what are your favorite shoes or favorite, you know, athletes? Obviously, Michael Jordan's going to be number one. So all my sneakers are inspired by Jordan, Yeezys, and LeBron. So if you look at the shoe, they've got a hint of everything. They've got the Jordan 3 mesh, the Jordan 11, you know, signs here. We've got the Jordan 3, you know, emblem here. So everything has a little bit of everything here.
I love it. See, I didn't realize that that's what it, like, I liked how it looked, but then when you started pointing out stuff and
little details.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
And a really cool thing, and no one knows yet because they don't have them, every GK1 bottom glows in the dark.
Every shoe glows in the dark,
yeah.
That is amazing.
We wanted to stand out and be different and bring something new to the market. And obviously, being in this industry for over 20 years, being a sneakerhead first and a bodybuilder,
Sneakerhead first, bodybuilder second.
Absolutely.
He's the best in the world at bodybuilding, but he's the best in the world sneakers.
Yeah, we needed something new.
Right.
Something fresh. I mean, you know, and I decided to take the leap with my partner, and here we have it now.
That is a great place to break right there. We got a cut at this point.
Yep.
I'm getting the word. Oh, and there's Heather now.
Okay.
Let us know. She's got her eyes on us.
We're good.
We got to go. We'll be right back.
We're going to shut it down for Arnie, and we're going to be back right after we take our picture.
I'll get some video. I'll try to work that into the final product here.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Back soon.